This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Travis from Fox Sports. Hey, Clay, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are y'all?
Awesome.
Big rivalry game in your state, too, right, this week, Tennessee and Vandy?
It's for bowl eligibility, Clay.
It's a battle for the Travis Cup.
It has turned into a big rivalry game, not much to Tennessee's chagrin. And this is a pretty wild stat from a gambling perspective that LT, I think, will be impressed by how bad Butch Jones left Tennessee. Tennessee has been a 3.5-point favorite or underdog or worse in every SEC game this season.
So their best case scenario is a 3.5-point underdog in all the games they've played.
That really is amazing where Tennessee is now.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt is favored by 3.5, and that is the closest the line has been. I think the next closest is 6. So, I mean, it's not even like they've been small underdogs. They have been, you know, touchdown or more underdogs in almost every game they've played. They've been an underdog in 9 of their 12 games this season by more than a field goal.
Okay, I know you've got a personal relationship with James Franklin. He's a good coach. I'm not a huge fan, though. Dunaway brought it up. There's a chance that after losing this Saturday, USC is going to drop to 5-7 and Clay Helton's out. If USC was open and James Franklin was offered that job, do you think he leaves Penn State for USC?
I don't think so. And I know his name is out there. He's got things going pretty well at Penn State. They're going to finish 9-3 this year, and I understand that there'll be some people who are upset about that. You change 2 plays and they're 11-1, right? I mean, they lost a really tough game to Ohio State. They gave up a touchdown pass with, I think, like 8 seconds to play or whatever the heck it was against Michigan State. So they've been really pretty consistent. The only way I would see him leaving is if he's looking at the overall talent on his team and he thinks they're going to drop off substantially. And I don't think they believe that. I think they think they've recruited at a really high level and that they were relatively young this year outside of the quarterback position and that they should be a little bit better next year. So, he's making like what? I mean, somebody look up his salary.
A ton. $5 million, I think, James Franklin.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's one of the top 10 highest paid coaches already. So I don't know. On my show this morning, I had Petros Papadakis on, who is pretty plugged in with USC. And he said he doesn't think USC is going to do it because Clay Helton gets somewhere around $20 million buyout. And this hasn't gotten as much national attention maybe as it should have. But USC is in the middle of their own Michigan State-like mess dealing with doctors and improper behavior of a doctor of some sort. And I haven't read all the articles, but they think there's hundreds of millions of dollars in liability and lawsuit exposure there. And they don't have a president right now, I don't believe. So it's really kind of a leaderless void right now at SC. So I think that all factors in a challenging way.
$5.8 million for James Franklin this year is what he's making, yeah.
So, I mean, what is USC going to pay him?
Not that much. No, they won't pay him that. And you got to go, you got to go cost of living. You got to factor that in.
Yeah, that's certainly very true. I was in L.A. all last week, and it's a great place, but boy, it is not a very affordable place.
Clay Travis is with us on the Bud Light Hotline. He's here courtesy of the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly. Let's stay in the Big Ten, because, and I don't know if you're on board with this, but Feinbaum and your colleague Colin Cowherd are both saying their sources tell them that this is it for Urban Meyer. I don't know if you agree with that. A, do you agree? And B, if so, give me the logical replacement for Urban Meyer at Ohio State.
I do think so. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys were watching that game down the stretch against Maryland.
Looked awful.
And also for much of it. I mean, he was so overselling his pain and agony on the sideline that I think this is eerily similar to what happened at Florida. I think what's happening is Urban Meyer went to the Big Ten when there was a dearth of overall talent that existed in the Big Ten. James Franklin was not at Penn State. Jim Harbaugh was not at Michigan. Scott Frost, who I think is going to be great, was not at Nebraska. There was a lot of weakness in the Big Ten at the time. And Urban Meyer went there after sitting out a year for health reasons, miraculously got healthy, went to Ohio State, and dominated against inferior competition for several years. And I think he is trying to get out right as it's going to become really challenging. Crazy stat for you guys. Three of the last six games that Ohio State has played on the road, they gave up 55 to Iowa. They gave up 49 to Purdue. And they gave up 51 to Maryland. That's not a program that's very healthy. I think they are in severe straits there. I think he's going to leave. I think the most likely replacement, honestly, is Ryan Day, who is already on that staff and seemed like he kept things pretty stable when he was the interim coach.
He'd have to fire Schiano, though, wouldn't he? I mean, that would have to be his first deal. That defense is brutal.
All of the national media and everyone who criticized Tennessee fans who didn't want Greg Schiano, they owe a certain apology to Tennessee fans, because Ohio State fans now want Greg Schiano fired as defensive coordinator, much less deserving a head coaching job. So I think Tennessee dodged a real bullet there. I think that Tennessee with Jeremy Pruitt is going to finish with the top five class. I actually think they will beat Vanderbilt this weekend. We'll see. Vanderbilt is better, but I think Tennessee will find a way to get a win. It should be almost a home crowd for Tennessee here in Nashville. But Ryan Day, I think, would be the favorite. Another couple of names that I think you'd have to pay attention to. I think Matt Campbell at Iowa State has a lot of connections to Ohio. I think he could make a great deal of sense. And a part of me wonders, and this may be crazy, but a part of me wonders if Bob Stoops would come back to coaching and bring Mike Stoops in, and like they would try to get the band back together again if Ohio State was looking for somebody maybe in that vein, as opposed to going with a younger, less proven head coach.
Jared Goff is a borderline elite quarterback right now in the NFL, and it was brought up on the broadcast last night that Jeff Fisher made him look like a bad quarterback. I know you're not a Fisher fan. Fisher went to one Super Bowl. He did it with an elite quarterback and Steve McNair, and this is kind of a random question, but Ryan Brown turned me on to a podcast, a Sports Illustrated podcast, investigating the death of Steve McNair. I don't know if you've heard these conspiracy theorists out there that believe there's a lot more to the death of Steve McNair. Have you ever read anything on that? Are you familiar with the podcast?
I do. I know how wildly popular podcasts are getting. I don't listen to podcasts. I just don't have time. And unfortunately, I don't spend that much time in my car, which I think is when most people are listening to them or whatever. I am familiar. My wife is a huge podcast person, so occasionally we're on long drives. And I am familiar with this story because a bunch of people have been saying, hey, are you going to listen to this? There have been lots of conspiracy theories about the Steve McNair murder and death basically ever since it happened, right? That there were other people involved and everything else. All I will say is this. Steve McNair had an incredible relationship with the Metro Nashville Police Department, by which I mean there were a lot of those guys that would hang out with Steve McNair in his free time. McNair definitely had a life with a lot of women on the side. I mean, it was wild in that respect. And so I have heard from the get-go that the girl, 19-year-old, I think, Sahel Kazemi, that was accused of killing him, had not actually done it, and that somebody else had been involved. That rumor has been out there for a long time. I will just say this in general. I think there is a rapid and growing demand that is not new, but has existed for like the last 50 years, basically since JFK. We don't ever want to believe that one person is ever capable of killing a famous person, right? It strikes us as incongruous. And you didn't ask about JFK, obviously, but I think Lee Harvey Oswald shot JFK by himself. I really do. When I look at all the evidence, I think that seems unfair to us that someone as insignificant as Oswald could kill somebody as important as JFK. And so our minds naturally assume that something larger has to be at play. I think there's an element of that with McNair too, that we just don't want to believe, man, what really happened is he had a 19-year-old mistress and she was a little bit psychologically unstable and she killed him. Now, would I be okay with them reopening the case and putting forth every bit of evidence and everything else publicly? I'm always in favor of more sunshine, but I haven't listened to the podcast so far.
Speaking of podcasts, it sounds like Clay's starting his own Music City podcast there with murder stories and crime stories. And like, I'd tune in, I think. That would be fantastic. M-Town, Music City Town.
Clay Travis with us. Republicans buy sneakers too. Fox Sports Radio, FS1 locking in where he's wearing the crown for the third consecutive week, which is remarkable. Clay is presented each week.
Layman's.
Presented each week by the Home Loan expert, Ryan Kelly.
By the way, before I do that, you guys will appreciate this. My family has already left town for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. Like, I know that I have a lot of time that I spend as a dad, you know, with all three kids and everything else. I have so much more time right now. I don't even know what to do with myself.
I know, it is crazy.
I stayed up late for that game last night. I went and took an hour nap. Like, when you guys called me, I'd been sleeping for, I was like, man, this is great, this whole, you know, hour-long nap time. So like, if I sound particularly energized, it's because I don't even know what to do with myself all this time. But I can tell you that a lot of you are going to be busy over Thanksgiving. And one of the first things you're going to do on Friday is you're going to wake up and you're going to stare at the ceiling and you're going to think, uh-oh. Because it will be the number one day for credit card shopping across the nation for your wife, for your girlfriend, for you as well. A lot of people out there spending an abundant amount on the credit cards. What happens if all that credit card debt piles up and you don't have enough money to pay for it by the end of the year? That's easy. That happens all the time. It's not an ideal situation to be in. Why not right now, while you're sitting listening to me, pull out your phone, go to thehomeloanexpert.com. That's thehomeloanexpert.com, and get a brand new mortgage. They can do it in a few days. You can be hooked up by the time Friday even gets here. A brand new mortgage, 3% or 4% interest rate that wipes out all of your credit card debt and puts your financial house in order before the start of the new year, before all of your bills start to pile up. Get hooked up now with a great 3% or 4% interest rate and all of your credit card debt wiped out. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Let my guy Ryan Kelly take care of you. He's the Nick Saban of mortgages. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Clay, thank you. Have a great week.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Follow Ryan Brown on Twitter and Instagram @RyanBrownWJOX.